the rest of the story. Dr. Gray was as handsome and dashing a dentist as ever practiced in New York City. His rugged physique and his powerful hands were the result in part of a youthful semi-pro baseball career. His phenomenal curveball was what had attracted the University of Pennsylvania, and it was there on a baseball scholarship that he received his degree in dentistry in 1896. Upon graduation, young Dr. Gray moved to New York. He hung out his shingle at 100 West 474th Street, considering the number of dentists in that city. Even before the turn of the century, the competition was fierce. So it is a credit to Dr. Gray's chairside manner that his practice did indeed succeed. But as the years passed, he grew bored. His life had become a seemingly endless succession of extractions and fillings and bridges. New York had become increasingly intolerable, and his relatively inactive existence unbearable. And so it was that Dr. Gray one day decided he'd had enough. He had come to hate his profession and his surroundings. There was but one thing left to do. He announced that he was going fishing, and permanently. So, Dr. Gray removed the sign from the door of his West 74th Street office. He turned the key in the lock. He took off for the upper Delaware River with a bamboo pole over his shoulder. And Dr. Gray thereafter would spend much of his life with a fishing pole in his hand. For the more time he devoted to fishing, the more successful he became at it. It began as a hobby now. It began as an escape from the drilling and the filling. And it became the most remarkable game fishing career of that era. Dr. Gray traveled the world in search of new fish, new waters, new challenges, from the United States to New Zealand to the Galapagos. From the coast of Nova Scotia, the giant tuna beckoned him, and he went after them in open dories. It was salmon and steelhead that lured him to the Rogue River in Oregon, and the fishing lodge he built on that river still stands. He was among the first fishermen to land tarpon and bonefish with light tackle in the Florida Keys. His trophies were extraordinary. A 618-pound silver marlin off Tahiti. A 692-pound striped marlin off the coast of California. A 1,036-pound tiger shark near Sydney, Australia. The record books still honor Dr. Gray as the first man ever to land a marlin weighing more than 1,000 pounds. But the rest of the story is how he financed his remarkable fishing trips. He wrote articles for sporting magazines. And eventually he authored fictional stories. He was in his 40s before he sold his first book, and yet between then and this day, more than 50 million copies of his books have been sold. He wrote almost 100 books in all, more than half of which became motion pictures. The stories he wrote were Western stories. And it all started one day when the dentist went fishing and never came home. And he began to write to support his sport. And, of course, it was for his pen rather than for his pole that the world remembers Dr. Gray. Dr. Zane Gray. And now you know the rest of the story.